Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here from Showbiz Success Secrets, and in this episode, we're going to talk about, well, the pain of rejection. Let's get right into it. You know, I'm actually rejected about 3,000 times a week, just like when I was in high school with the ladies. I'm just kidding. But it hurts, right? Unfortunately, it is a common occurrence for entertainers and any business owner. Especially for those that are just starting out. And it can really hurt. We get rejected by potential clients. Our ideas get rejected. And we get rejected for business opportunities even. Have you ever thought that you were a shoe-in for a show? Or created the perfect proposal and sent it out? Only to get shot down? Happens to me every bloody week. Now, even if you're anticipating the rejection, it never feels good. Our own nature makes us want to really succeed and be accepted. And being rejected is never something that we look forward to or even accept happily. As much as rejection absolutely sucks because it derails our plans, it deprives us of our new opportunities, and it provides us with a solid hit to our egos, which some of us actually need, it does make us better at what we do, smarter and stronger. You're probably wondering how that works. Well, in this episode, we're going to explore rejection and how you can deal with the pain of it a lot easier. Simply put, when you're rejected, you learn a lot of things. Being rejected can teach you something about yourself, your work, your capabilities, your ability to communicate effectively, areas that you need to improve, and how you deal with criticism. And let's face it, just like our mothers, we get criticized all the time. Just kidding. If you are looking at a show-based rejection, you might also learn a great deal about the client and what they're looking for. There is no more valuable information than understanding what the client actually wants. And being rejected can sometimes lead you to understand that. If it's rejection based on price, there's not much to learn from that other than that some people think your price too high, but we all know that that's wrong. But if it's rejection based on who you are or what you've given, you can use that feedback. Feedback. Can't talk today, guys. You can use that feedback as a way to grow instead of taking it personally. And we all know that as entertainers, we do take rejection personally, because usually we're a one-man show or a one-marketer show. So understand that the best type of rejection that you can get, say you didn't get a show, well, ask for some feedback so the next time you can do it differently and better. Every potential client relationship is an unwon proposal until you actually book it. So it's really a great practice to go and ask to have a follow-up sequence for those that have rejected you. Just say, hey, I'm looking for some feedback. I understand that I'm not the right choice for you. And that's okay. But what can I do in the future to make myself the right choice for you? Why did you choose someone over me? Wouldn't that be some great information to have? And then you take that into your next pitch and you see if some of those things are what your client actually needs. And if you're getting feedback from 10 rejections that say, this is what we're missing, guess what you're missing? That certain thing. It really is that simple. For me, I pitch myself about 10 times a week and I get about 7 rejections. Most of them are based on price, but every once in a while, I will get a rejection that really goes into what I do, and I change myself because of that rejection. The more you pitch yourself, the more you are going to get rejected. However, the more you pitch yourself, the more you get, win the contract or not, the better you're going to get at pitching yourself, and the more confident you're going to be, and the more success you're going to achieve over time. For me personally, I have to pitch myself a whole whack every week, because if I don't, then I'm not going to get the business that I want. And I know as you as an entertainer, it's the same thing. When you get rejected, it really does put things in perspective. You see, most rejections are not personal. Unless you're ugly. No, I'm just kidding. But most rejections are not personal. And most importantly, a rejection does not define who you are or how successful you are at what you do. A rejection simply means that you're not the right fit for the client at this time or for this particular opportunity. I used to have a real big problem with this. I felt that every rejection just meant that, Jesse, you're a piece of crap. It's not what it means. It means that I'm not the right fit for the client. In the big scheme of things, a single rejection means nothing or very little. And it frees you up for other opportunities that might come along. When one door closes, another one opens. You need to know that there's plenty of clients out there in the world. So go get those clients. Find the people that respect what you do. Change what you can to serve every client you can. But go find those clients. Because a rejection should make you hungrier. It should make you furious deep inside to the point where you say, well, you've rejected me. Screw you. Not really. You don't tell the client that. But screw you. I'm going to find somebody that respects me and find an opportunity that gives you a clean slate where you can go and book a new show, more determined to succeed the next time. Being told no repeatedly can make us want to hear yes even more, which means we're going to work harder and focus more on the details in order to really put ourselves in the best position possible. So you're not rejected again and again and again. And this podcast is really for those of you that are starting out. Because success is so much sweeter when it's preceded by a struggle. And rejection can make victory so much more appreciated. I want to tell you about my story and how I actually got started in my business. It was 2007. 2007. I was doing a job that I hated. I was managing a crew of 8 guys, and I started learning hypnosis. I read Jeff Ronning's book, Modern Guide to Stage Hypnosis, way back in 2007. It was killer material back then, and it's still pretty useful today. I read that book, and I didn't take any training or anything else like that, and I walked into my first bar. And I said, hey, I'm a stage hypnotist. I'd like to book a show here. And they said no. I walked into another bar. And they said no. I'd already been rejected twice. I walked into my third bar. No. Fourth, no. Fifth, no. Sixth, no. I ended up walking into 30 bars. On the 30th bar, he said, yeah, I'd like to hire you. How does it work? And guess what? I had no idea what the hell I was doing. Sorry for swearing. But I had no idea what I was doing. So I said, well, we'll do a ticket split. We'll charge $5 at the door. Actually, I didn't even say ticket split. I said, what we'll do is we'll cover a door charge, $5 for every person at the door. And he jumped on it. Because that's almost impossible to do with today's, back then's entertainment world is you're not going to hire an entertainer for $5 at the door with no guarantee. So that's how I did it. I booked my first bar and I made $150. I had 30 people show up to that bar. I gave them a simple poster. It was ugly as all manure, but 30 people showed up and I made $150. That covered my very first marketing campaign, which I sent out to clubs all across my province. Back then, the cost of a stamp was 44 cents. So with that $150, $50 went to gas, and $100 went to my marketing. I was able to send it 200 places. It really was that simple. But if I had never been rejected for those 30 times at that bar, if I had not been willing to go back and get rejected again and again and again, well, then it never would have led anywhere. So I went back because I knew it was something that I wanted to do, even if I only did it once. The question I have for you is, are you really ready to be rejected again and again and again? Because that's what's required of this job. It really is. It doesn't matter where your leads are coming from. And it's required from any business. Every single business deals with rejection. So anyway, this is the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. That's how I deal with rejection. That's my big story of rejection. And I still get rejected every week. How are you going to overcome your rejection? What's your silver lining when you face that rejection? What are you fighting for that gets you past the rejection? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're bloody great. You are the best entertainer that you can be. And if you're not, you're getting better every single day because you're out there doing what needs to be done. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. And hey, if you say I suck, good. I'm glad. It means you rejected me. Whoop-de-doo. I got 500 other people that don't care about what your opinion is. And personally, I deal with rejection pretty good these days. Thank you for listening. It's the Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, Showbiz Success Secrets. Go on our Showbiz Success Secrets page, Can't Talk Today. And make sure you check out the Marketing for Entertainers forum on Facebook. It's run by a great guy named Richard Cole, and that's where you can connect with me. Actually, friend me on Facebook and connect with me over there. I'll be glad to answer some of your marketing questions. And I really want to get some input back on these podcasts. So, you know what? If you want to be a guest on the podcast, send me a message as well, and we'll see if we can get you on as a guest, if, of course, we serve the people listening to the podcast. Once again, I'm Jesse Lewis, Showbiz Success Secrets podcast. Thanks for listening. See you later.